Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, fellow Patriots. Hot Monday afternoon alohas to you as we get underway. Hour number two, the Bobby Mack Show. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. I'm going to try and catch up with the text line here momentarily because I am seriously in arrears in that department. Here's how you join me and be a part of the show today. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063WORD.com. So we began the show talking to you about how the Redskins have now taken a knee, metaphorically, and I guess in the real world as well, announcing they will no longer be the Washington Redskins. Although many who have followed the team loyally for years have referred to them as the Deadskins for some time anyway because of their lack of performance on the field. In on the text line 71307, Bobby, the way things are going, they can rename the Redskins after the new capital, the Beijing Bombers, or maybe the Chi-Com Bidens. Bob, how about the Washington Luciferians? Yeah, the devil on the side of the helmet. That'd be good. This one's going to need a little modification. Hey, Bob, how about the Washington? And then the texter used a word that rhymes with nerds, but begins with a T. How about the Washington? Their mascot could be, that looks like Jerry Nadler. Love your show from Brian in Spartanburg. Thank you. Bobby, do you have any information concerning old Remus of Year Old Woodpile? He hasn't published anything since June 9th. Rumors of his death the past few days. No word there. Bob, how about the Washington Woke? Yeah. Bobby, has Washington Panty Waist been trademarked? Don't think so. Think that one still may be out there. Bob, how about the Washington Swamp Rats? Matt from Taylor's. Bobby, I don't think fans of the Redskins would be happy to trade in their gear. They'll be disgusted. And I bet if they ever did darken the door of the stadiums, would wear the original gear in protest. Just an old lady's opinion. I know that's what I would do. Yeah, me too. Just to kind of shove it in their face. Hey, Bobby, how about the Washington Opossums? Because they play dead at home and get killed on the road. Too true. I mean, yeah, it's sad but true. Bobby, if they go with kneelers, the opportunities for logos are endless. True. Bobby, how about Washington Roadkill? Bobby, you know, I was always taught that use of profanity showed a lack of vocabulary and intelligence. However, I have found that a well-timed curse word occasionally appropriate, and so in this instance, I would say F-bomb the NFL. Gotcha. Bob, how about the Washington Woke? Yeah. Washington Swamp Thing, Washington PCs, Washington Tapeworms, America's Parasite. Play on America's team there. Washington Commies. Of course, they better leave the name Washington off of it because, you know, Washington was a slave owner. When they get rid of the name Washington for the town, you got to rename the town. You've touched on something here. They have not said that Washington will be any part or parcel of the new team name. D.C. somethings instead of Washington? District of Columbia? Oh, I mean, Columbia? Yeah, then we're back to that Columbus guy. That's not going to work. Bobby Washington Turncoats. There you go. Bobby, no way I'm giving up my old Redskins gear. In fact, I plan to wear it a lot more often just to piss them off. Some of these are so good. I wish I could share them, but, you know, being that it is a family show, we'll just have to pass on some of these. Bobby, since the Redskins caved on their team name, how about calling them the Washington Cavemen? Washington Legislators was taken? Yeah, Mr. McCauley in Alexandria, the guy who was several jumps ahead of Dan Snyder, the owner of the Redskins, knowing that something like this was coming, as I mean, we've seen it for decades, he went and trademarked just about every conceivable name. Washington Red Tails, which was one of the ones that has been fronted out there, and others. Yeah, he got that one too. How about Carpetbaggers, Vampires? Bobby, I guess the Washington Uncle Bens or D.C. Aunt Jemimas are out, huh? Yeah. Bobby Mack, my wife and I had never heard of Goya before this past week. She went to the grocery store and helped finish cleaning off the shelves buying Goya products. There you go. Bobby, here's a suggestion for the old Washington Redskins. How about this? The Washington Liberals. NFL, you suck. Now, you don't have to sugarcoat it. You can spell it out. Bobby, store shelves empty of Goya foods. Everyone buying out their products. Hooray. I hear you. Bobby, the new name for the Redskins should be the Washington Democrats. And they could use the jackass mascot as well, because they are now the jackasses of the league. Hey, Bobby. Just asking for a friend here. Remember when the NFL and NASCAR were run by men? And women who had some spine. Bobby, how about all the faculty and Washington and Lee just cancel themselves and quit instead of tearing off General Lee's name from his university? Bobby, when I was in college at Washington State, I received an Army ROTC National Award at VMI. That's Virginia Military Institute. We walked over to Washington and Lee, and it was a gorgeous campus. I was just soaking up the Civil War history there, including Stonewall Jackson at VMI. That's right. General Jackson had been an instructor at VMI before, as Grandma Hughes used to say, the late unpleasantness. Bobby, afternoon. We are living in interesting times, but it is another beautiful day in Greer. Bobby, they should change their name to the Highlanders. The mascot could be a big white guy with red hair and war braids, wearing blue war paint and a belted plaid, wait a minute, where's the rest of this? Oh, there it is, yeah, and brandishing a claymore, the sword, I mean, not the other claymore. I promise not to get offended. Yeah, plaid kilt. Bobby, you think all the NFL names, NFL teams, should change the name of their mascot to Flowers. And they could be the Washington Pansies. Bobby, I'm all for the D.C. Jackasses. New name, Washington Swamp Creatures. Bobby, these PC you-know-whats are a minority. The silent majority needs to quit being silent and stop this BS from Stafford in Boiling Springs. Liz Peek is a Fox News contributor, chimed in on this with a great piece, and I will share that with you when we come right back. Quarter after four here on the Bobby Mack Show, hot and steamy as we get the work week underway. Monday edition of the Bobby Mack Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back, 4:22 now to hour number two, the Monday edition of the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line, Bobby, why do these federal judges insist on stalling the pardon of General Flynn and Roger Stone? I'm no lawyer, and even I can see they're grossly overstepping their scope of authority. Well, actually, in the case of General Flynn, there is no pardon. The DOJ just dismissed the charges against him. And the activist judge in that case insists on being a jerk and stalling it off as long as he can. The case of Roger Stone, that was not a pardon either. That was a commutation of his sentence. And any other federal judge, it's no business of theirs why President Trump would commute the sentence of Roger Stone. Not to mention the fact, where was this federal judge and the one in the Flynn case when Slick Willie, Bill Clinton, pardoned one of his major campaign donors, Mark Rich, who at the time was a fugitive from justice, or Oscar Rivera Lopez was a top leader of the FALN, the Armed Forces of National Liberation. That's an ultra-nationalist Puerto Rican group that claimed responsibility for more than 100 bombings at government buildings, department stores, banks, and restaurants in New York, Chicago, Washington, and Puerto Rico during the 70s and early 80s, and Obama commuted his sentence in January 2017. Nobody had a word to say about it then, right? To the phones we go. Let's begin with Todd, who is in Fountain Inn. Hi, Todd, and welcome to the program.
Greetings and salutations, Bobby Mack.
Yes, sir.
With the Redskins, good solution for it. They can either go with the Washington Warrens, or they can leave their name as the Redskins and say they identify as the Redskins. There is not a libtard snowflake out there that will mess with identity politics.
Yeah,
they won't touch it. They'll be like,
that's right. They don't have a leg to stand on, do they? Well, we're not Native Americans, aka Redskins. We merely identify as Redskins.
Exactly. Yeah. You can't fight that.
Yeah. Like, so go away and leave us alone. Right.
Exactly. See, all things have us, and see, everybody can keep their gear.
Right.
You know, everybody can wear their original gear. They don't have to repaint the helmets, rename anything. And, you know, what is it? Netflix has said that, you know, they were going to cancel their name over the stadium. Netflix can go, well, we're with identity politics. You know, they're the rich and they identify. What do you want us to do, man?
Yeah. You know, it's they're just it is seemingly endless. And somebody posed a question earlier, a caller in the last hour, you know, is Clemson going to be able to dodge this thing? They work their way around to them as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is I made a joke. Me and my wife were in the grocery store the other day, and I looked down and I seen peanut butter, you know, chunky this and whipped. And I said, I wonder when somebody is going to protest that, saying, so, you know, we got to get that off because they beat the hell out of the peanut butter.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, it was whipped.
Did they tie it to a tree or what, you know?
Right.
I was like, and she said, you're not right. Well, actually, I am on the right. I'm just not left. But anyways,
I hear you. Thank you, Todd. I appreciate the call. That does seem like a simpler solution. 26 after 4, let's go to Hickory Tavern next and bring in Sean. Hi, Sean, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, Bobby. Thanks for taking my call. Quick question. What's the difference between President Donald Trump commuting Roger Stone's sentence and the Democratic Party's intent to impeach him, and how does this affect his reelection bid?
I think, interesting questions. Two different kettles of fish, kind of apples and oranges. But as far as the commutation of the sentence for Roger Stone, I think President Trump pretty much had it right when he said that Stone was a victim of the Mueller DOJ FBI collusion, the whole Russia hoax business, and that there was never any collusion between Roger Stone and anybody in Russia or between anybody in the Trump campaign. It was just, you know, a fantasy dreamed up by Adam Bullschiff and Pelosi and the rest of them as their latest attempt to try and get President Trump out of office by any means possible. I'm sorry, second part of your question, Sean?
How does this help his chances for reelection?
Oh, gotcha. I think it does. I think everything that the left does in their never-ending quest to impede or destroy the Trump presidency all is going to work in favor of President Trump. I mentioned this piece by Liz Peek at Fox News today, and I think she nailed it. I'll share part of that with you. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here. I mentioned Liz Peek and the piece she wrote today called Democrats Beware. The backlash has begun. The repudiation of the cancel culture, the looting of neighborhoods, the defaming of our nation's history, the destruction of public monuments, attacks on the police, and yes, the nonstop dishonesty of the liberal media and vilification of President Trump is cropping up in ways big and small, and it will grow. Americans are fed up, and they are angry. Increasingly, they will push back. Polling shows Democrat candidate Joe Biden's lead over Trump shrinking as a result, and many of us believe it was never there to begin with. Goya Foods CEO pushed back recently when he was attacked for praising the president. Unlike countless corporate types who have caved to the pressures of the moment, he told Fox and Friends, I'm not apologizing for complimenting Trump, whom he called an incredible builder. He also noted he had met with the Obama White House in the past and thought it reasonable to work with this president as well. About the attacks on him, he said it's suppression of speech, and he's correct. AOC slammed him on Twitter, even though Goya has donated thousands of pounds of food to needy New York families hurt by COVID-19 and employs about 4,000 people in the area, begging the question, what has AOC done for her constituents lately? Anybody remember AOC opening, like a food bank? And this is just a recent example. Another recent story is promising as well. Christian Cooper has said he won't help the Manhattan DA prosecute the so-called Karen who falsely accused him of threatening her life. The African-American birdwatcher decided that Amy Cooper, who had been crucified on social media and fired for her job for making an inappropriate 911 call, had suffered enough, and his words, bringing her more misery, constituted piling on. Sounds like Cooper thinks the cancel culture has gone too far, and he's right. A letter written by 153 prominent intellectuals, published by Harper's Magazine, denouncing the intolerant climate and the vogue for public shaming and ostracism was another welcome sign of a growing backlash. More persuasive, though, is a new Mammoth College poll showing that a great number of Americans, though supportive of police reform and conscious of our racial divide, have declining sympathy with BLM and the notion that racial prejudice is a major problem for the United States. It's out there. The media is not going to tell you about it, but you know it as well as I do, and they are going to pay the price in November. 4:31 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready with the news, and I'm right back on the other side here on Monday on WORD. Yeah, I can definitely tell it's Monday, Moneypenny. I don't wear headphones. I use these Sony earbuds instead. And during the last call before the news, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, why can I only hear this caller in mono, in one earbud? When it suddenly occurred to me, I didn't have the other earbud in my ear. Which... This is reminiscent of, where in the heck did I put my glasses? Yeah, yeah. They're on your head. Yeah. Monday. Back to the phones we go. Yeah, thank you. Back to the phones we go. Let's head to Clinton next and bring in Ray. He wants to talk about all these name changes in the name of political correctness. Hey, Ray.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
I hate name changes on the teams because it, if you go backwards, you had the Rams in Cleveland, the Rams in St. Louis, the Rams in Los Angeles. You don't know where the heck they are. And all the records get all screwed up. But maybe
one of the looniest, Ray, was when the NBA team that was in New Orleans for a pretty good while moved to Utah. What in the world does jazz have to do with Utah? Not exactly famous for all their jazz musicians, are they?
Well, how about the Minneapolis Lakers going to Los Angeles?
The Minnesota, of course.
Where's all the lakes in Los Angeles?
Yeah, land of 10,000 lakes. Well, it's back home in Minnesota, but there you go. They kept the name and made it work somehow.
Yeah. Well, suggestion for the Redskins, find a person named White, give him 1% of the team, and once he's an owner of the team, he can change the name to the Whites. Because there's the Cleveland Browns were named for Paul Brown.
Yes, they were.
We might as well have a team named White.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Yeah, I can see that happening for sure. Thanks, Ray. That's a funny suggestion. Let's go to Wyman next and bring in Ken. Here on the Bobby Mac Show, he also wants to chime in on this Snyder and the Redskins business. Hey, Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir. I think they need to change all the names in NFL to the same. Gone with the Wind, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, you know, these guys, they're the Walking Dead. You know, they don't even realize. And if they proceed with this business of having the so-called Black National Anthem sung before America's National Anthem at the first games of the season, that'll just drive another nail in the coffin. Excuse me, but I always thought that our national anthem was for all Americans. I may be wrong about that.
Exactly. One other thing I wanted to comment on is this. I know it's a little bit old news. What happened over Tanner's? I want to know how the Greenville City Police Department gave those demonstrators the right to have that protest on private property and block that man's business, and they were standing over there with him. How did they have? How did the Greenville City Police get the right to control his property?
Well, they don't. But in point of fact, given the political environment, I'm sure that the police officers were told, or I'm assuming they were told, since they didn't do anything to stop the people that were hassling people who were just trying to drive through the parking lot. I guess they were told, oh, you know, look, don't get in the middle of this.
So sometimes the people who are supposed to be starting the matter out make it worse, in my opinion, Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, what y'all do.
Yeah.
On going,
thank you.
And keep on going.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate the call. Good to have you here. Bobby, I'm torn between not supporting the NFL and going and buying a Washington Redskins hat. Oh, by the way, Nike, who makes the NFL team gear for the team, this is like Prince, the team formerly known as the Washington Redskins, said they are still going to sell Redskins gear at significantly reduced prices as long as the inventory lasts. Now, I've got Redskins stuff. I've got a bunch of Redskins stuff because I was there covering the team when they had the Super Bowl runs under Joe Gibbs in the 80s. Got a sweater that was given to the coaches. A Super Bowl champion sweater that was given to the coaches. Because I lived on the same street as two or three of the Redskins coaches. And so they gave me one. There's a big poster that was made up with the Hogs on it after the Redskins won their first Super Bowl. All kinds of stuff. I suspect, I don't know, I may be wrong about this, but I suspect that some of this stuff may suddenly gain in value. Bobby, in honor of our Congress and Senate, we should name them the Washington Elephant Asses. Hey, Bobby, Charlotte Hornets went to New Orleans, kept the Hornets name for a bit. Now the Pelicans. I never figured that one out either. I mean, I lived in New Orleans, worked in radio there, did the morning show at WNOE, 50,000-watt AM rocker back in the day. I never saw Pelican number one. I don't know. Bobby, about the Washington Swamp Dwellers? That would seem to fit. Bobby, about your hearing in mono problem, I hate it when that happens. I know what you mean. Bobby, don't forget, AOC chased Amazon and all their jobs away from New York. Bobby, one positive result of coronavirus was not having to listen to Adam Bullschiff, Schiff for Brains, see the pencil neck geek on TV until this past weekend. Bobby, about the commutation of Roger Stone's sentence, and look, for my money, Roger Stone's sentence should have been commuted just on the basis of his arrest. Pre-dawn hours of the morning, FBI SWAT team battering down this guy's door, terrifying his wife and everybody else in the family. What was he, Dillinger? Bobby, the judge in Roger Stone's case, appointed by Obama, the head jurist married to a lawyer working under Robert Mueller, both biased. Yeah, the head juror posted a bunch of anti-Trump stuff on Facebook. Bobby, how about if the Skins change their name to the Capital City Corruptors? Not bad. Hey, Bobby, Democrats justify how Hillary was handled with kid gloves, but they want to see Roger Stone rot in prison?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Just crazy. I saw a thing on, I think it was on the neighborhood website. Some poor guy had his Ford F-150 stolen out of the parking lot of the QT on Wade Hampton, I guess last night. And, you know, it's funny because Christmas used to be the time of year that we were all on the lookout for porch pirates, you know, the jerks who steal packages from your doorstep when you're not home. However, in a new study, 1 in 5 Americans say they have been the victim of stolen packages since the beginning of the commie Chinese flu stay-home orders. So it reminded us of a product that we introduced here on the show during the holidays. So here it is from the Bobby Mac Archives.
Oh, that's probably another holiday package. I used to hurry to the doors so they wouldn't be stolen by porch pirates, but not anymore. Because now I have the new Porch Paralyzer. Developed by a high-tech secret lab at Guantanamo Bay, the Porch Paralyzer runs off your household current and attaches easily to a bank of stealth motion sensing cameras. So when someone steps onto your porch to swipe that Amazon box, instead of making off with the booty, that pirate's booty is zapped with 20,000 volts, leaving your deliveries untouched. Sometimes I leave a dummy box on the porch just for fun. Get the new Porch Paralyzer today. Just remember to disable it when your mother-in-law comes over for Christmas. Or not.
Back again from Bobby Mac Industries. 4:47 now, 13 before 5. Be right back. Welcome back. Great to have you along. Closing minutes here of hour number two of the Bobby Mac Show on a steaming hot Monday. And I'm sure we'll see some. Oh, boy, a big heat wave. It's July in the South, okay? Hello. Hi, Bobby. Attorney General Bill Barr should hold a news conference and say no reasonable prosecutor would pursue charges against General Flynn or Roger Stone. Yeah. Parroting, of course, Mr. Comey when he was the head of the FBI, supposedly investigating felonious Von Pantsuit. Hey, Bobby, did you see where a dead cat got a voter registration card in Atlanta? Pete on Fox News said it must have been a Democrat. Actually, the owner said the cat was a Democrat. We had that in Amazing True Facts, I think, on Friday. Bob, how about a new name for the team, the Washington Liberals? Everyone's a winner. Yeah, conservatives, because we still got Washington in there. And liberals, well, speaks for itself. Hey, Bobby, someone just posted a photo from a grocery store next to the Goya products. The sign says, because of increased demand, customers are limited to 2 of each item in this section. Oh, isn't that clever? Well, that's all right. So you buy 2, you go out, you put them in the car, you come back in, you buy 2 more. It's like the blonde who got stuck in the shower because she was holding the bottle of shampoo and it said, rinse, lather, repeat. Bobby, when are we going to change the name of our capital city? Yeah, Columbia. Yeah, that would reference Christopher Columbus, would it not? Can't have that. Bobby, any update on Jussie Smollett? I mean, how long does it take for someone who faked a crime? Bobby, my money is on Trump commuting Roger Stone because they didn't want to release anything on Obamagate until after the election. Now their hand is forced because the idiots in the House want an investigation. Well, yeah, but they're never going to have anything in public testimony, you know. Hey, Bobby, it always amuses me when liberals attempt to have a boycott of some brand and then the company does 100% better in sales. Yeah, that is, that's entertaining. Oh, here we go. Bobby, Louisiana's state bird is the brown pelican. Okay. Now, I lived in New Orleans and I never saw one, brown or otherwise. Bobby, how about the D.C. bandits? Yeah. Hey, Bobby, talking about wondering why you were only hearing in mono and only had one earbud in. How about when you're searching for your mobile phone, then you realize you're talking on it? Yeah. Bobby, with all these name changes, can the Dallas Cowboys be very far behind? You know, pretty gender-specific there. Bobby, how about the Washington Slime? Yeah. Bobby, done with the NFL. They are committing suicide. NFL standing for not for long. Gotcha. Bobby, maybe the name should be Washington Who? DC Who? Yeah. Yeah, some of these, unfortunately, I'm unable to share with you. Scrolling through a few here. Yeah, here we go. Hey, Bobby, how about naming the team after the current mayor, the Washington Bowsers? gotcha. Bobby, how about the Washington Karens? There you go. Bobby, since we're going to start kneeling and playing some other national anthem, how about the Washington Who Gives a Rats? Yeah. I'm still trying to figure this out. So are they going to stand for one anthem and kneel for another? Is that about it? 5 o'clock Follies is on the way next.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.